Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're going to be talking and praying this week. We began yesterday about our belief and the belief that God wants us to have, the belief that God wants to grow within us. And part of that is recognizing that this belief is one that can grow and that ought to grow and that we can help grow by our response to God, by a variety of our actions that really actions of obedience to God. And so today we're going to look at that idea of having a belief that grows. And our primary verse today is Mark 9:24, one of the texts that I used this past Sunday. It says, "Immediately the boy's father exclaimed, 'I do believe, help me overcome my unbelief.'" Jesus had just told this father that, ask him if he believed, that with God, his ability wasn't limited, that God could do what he wanted, but was there belief that that was true? And this classic response from the father is, I do believe. Help my unbelief. There was a recognition that his belief was present, but it was not as strong as it could be. It was not as solid as he wanted it to be. It was perhaps lacking in intensity, in confidence. There was a belief, but there were still some questions. There were still some doubts. It's pretty difficult to come down on this man very much because we've been there, right? We believe, but when? We believe, but why now? We believe, but where's the help? We believe, but we have doubt. As I talked about Sunday, part of the way that we grow in our belief is this admission that we need help growing. That we're not complete. There is room for growth. And the great news, regardless of where we're at in our walk of faith with God, regardless of how much we believe or how much we doubt, God is always willing and ready and desiring to help. And on this side of heaven, we all need that help. We all can grow in our belief. We may be further along than some. We may be further behind than some. But we never fully attain that 100% lack of doubt because we don't fully see. It's part of walking by faith. We believe, so we take the next step, but we begin to wonder after very many steps of how many more there are. And living life with a belief that grows helps us to look forward rather than backwards. It helps us to anticipate rather than regret. Having this belief that grows says, tomorrow can be better. My faith can be stronger. My belief can be fuller. My obedience can be more confident. I suspect for most of us that it's that lack of confidence that creates doubt in our walk and creates doubt in our willingness to obey all that God commanded. We're unsure, we're uncertain, we want proof. And the good news, and part of the reason that we covered the looked at the story of Gideon on this past Sunday, was that recognition that God is willing to, at least to an extent, humor our need for proof. To show himself to be present and real and loving and caring. And so our belief grows as we continue to see God at work. Our belief grows as we continue to put our faith into practice and take that next uncertain step and find that it's more certain than we believed it to be, that we thought it would be. Our belief grows as we put our faith into action, as we see those in need and we choose to help, as we commit to time and prayer, the study and reading of God's Word, and we find that our relationship with God increases. It becomes more vibrant. It becomes something we desire more. As we grow in relationship, we grow in that desire that we simply can't get enough. And this belief that grows is a belief that grows in our awareness of God's love for us. It's not only about a belief in what God can do. And sometimes we look at that and we see some big task before us and it's so much bigger than what we can accomplish, and we'll say, well, that's something only God can do. And oftentimes that's very true. And that task becomes something that helps our belief to grow as we see God accomplish it. But sometimes that belief that needs to grow is that belief that God loves us. Not so much what he can do, but who he is. His nature, his very character. The value that he puts on us. The value that he puts on our neighbor, on our coworker, on the stranger that looks or sounds or acts differently than we do. You see, that was part of that struggle that Peter had. Of recognizing a belief that could grow in God's love for everyone. He wasn't too sure about accepting people that, well, were not like him, did not have the heritage that he had, did not come from his people. And it's in that context that God tells Peter that to not call anything unclean that he has called clean. And while the illustration was food, the application was people. And it's not that God changed his mind. You look throughout the Old Testament, you look throughout the law that was given through Moses. And there was always room for any who would want to come to God from any people from any nation, from any place that would earnestly seek him. And there were ways for people to become a part of God's people. But as we often do, we see that those in charge had made it more and more difficult, and that was one of the struggles of early Christianity, was those that wanted people coming to Christ to have to become Jewish first and then Christian. And God comes along and helps their belief to grow, to help them to recognize and believe fully that his love was sufficient, his grace was sufficient, his presence was sufficient. That the same call was given to everyone to repent, to change. We talked about that yesterday. To be immersed into Christ, to have our sins washed away, to live in this new life. A life obedient to God's word, a life reflective of Jesus, a life that turns from sin. And when we have this belief that grows, we begin to be more generous with sharing the good news because our belief has changed. Not that God's has changed, but our belief begins to match his desire, his will. And his desire is that no one would perish, but all would come to repentance through faith in Jesus Christ. Today, as we take some time to pray, as we consider the day ahead of us, do you believe? Do you seek God's help in overcoming your unbelief? Do you believe for yourself? Do you believe God's love for you is real? And do you believe for others that the same God that loves you loves them with the same intensity? Because when our belief grows, well, our actions follow. And we're no longer content with seeing someone in need and having the means to help and simply saying, go your way, be warm and well fed, and do nothing. We believe, and our growing belief tells us and leads us to be that representative of Jesus that God can use to help grow belief in others. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love recognizes our weakness and the frailty of our hearts and minds and every aspect of how we live. And you know as we come to you that we believe that you exist. We believe that you are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. And Father, I confess there's times we have that belief and yet we still question. We still doubt. We're not sure. We expected something different. We expected something sooner or later or just looking different. And so doubt creeps into our mind and the enemy tries to fan it into flame that would consume us. So God, today, help us to cry out to you, to acknowledge our belief. It's why we cry out to you, because we know you're there. But to also acknowledge our need for help in every aspect of our unbelief. A help that increases our belief, a help that causes our belief to grow. the things that we know about you, the things that we believe about you would grow, the things that we know about your desire for us and for others would grow. Father, as we live life today, may we recognize what it looks like to have a growing belief, a belief that grows in a way that motivates our actions and our responses to you, our responses to one another. Father, our love for you is one that ought to consume us with this desire to know you more, to be known by you in a greater way, to recognize the growth potential of our faith. So, God, today, help us to believe in that next step that you call us to, whatever that looks like, to use that step to grow in our confidence in taking more steps with you. And Father, maybe that growing belief is that belief that you want us to share the good news of Jesus with others. You want our life to reflect Jesus more accurately. We believe that you have put us here not simply to take up time and space and to live life, but to be an influencer for Jesus. So God, today, as we live with doubt, may we grow in belief. And may that growing belief represent Jesus well, that we would lift him up so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.